This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And isn't it interesting that the Apostle Paul, 2,000 years ago, would say something that identifies a cultural marker of our day? People will be lovers of themselves or narcissistic. They will be lovers of money. They will be materialistic, Piper says. Materialistic. We serve the God of materialism. Materialism drives our culture. It drives families. It drives companies. It drives everybody in a community. We are in an age where people not only love themselves, they love money. Thirdly, they're boastful. They're loving to draw attention to their accomplishments. I think that's probably what somebody was identifying with Facebook. Proud. They have an inflated view of self, John Piper says. Abusive. Wanting to be verbally hurtful. I found that interesting. Don't raise your hands. But have you ever known somebody in your family or extended family that seemed to delight in being verbally hurtful? You know, there's some people who are adept at putting the screws to you verbally. Do you know what I mean by that? They know how to cut you. They know what hurts you. They know what wounds you. And sometimes when a person that's close to you can be the one who's the most aware of your vulnerability, and that's what Paul says he calls abusive, wanting to be verbally hurtful. This is interesting. Disobedient to their parents. Piper says it means they have a rebellious spirit. This may surprise you, but even if you don't like your parents, you better be careful how you treat them. Now, this will really surprise you. Even if you hate your mom and dad, you better be careful how you treat them. Why? Because I say so? No, because one of the Ten Commandments says, honor your father and mother so that it goes well with you the rest of your life. There's a life blessing or the withholding of a life blessing on your life and mine based on how we treat our parents. And that blows my mind. It's the only commandment, the Bible says, with the promise. Honor your father and mother so that it'll go well with you and you'll live a long life on this earth. I didn't say that. God did. Ungrateful, assuming that you have a right to the things you get. That's an interesting definition of the word ungrateful. I wouldn't have defined it that way, but John Piper says it's assuming that you have a right to the things you get. I earned it. It's mine. I worked for it. It's mine. Nobody's going to take it from me. That's ungrateful, not realizing that God is responsible for everything in your life. Unholy means you're indifferent. You're indifferent to the attitudes that reflect the values of Jesus. To be unholy doesn't mean you just, you know, you don't care about religion. You're just indifferent. You don't care about what matters to Jesus. Without love means unable to sympathize or empathize. Another definition of narcissism, by the way, without love. Unforgiving, unwilling to forgive. You know, it's not a question of people not forgiving. It's a question of people not even being willing to forgive. That's the issue. Did he forgive you? Well, that's not the issue. He's unwilling to forgive you. Did she forgive you? No, she's unwilling to forgive. That's the greater issue. Slanderous is interesting. Piper says it's devilishly distorting what other people say and do. I've always defined slander biblically as speech that injures. It's not the legal definition that, you know, a lawyer would use in a court of law. Slander means speech that injures biblically, which, guess what? That means that husbands in this room have slandered their wives this week. Wives in this room have slandered their husbands this week. Parents have slandered their children, and children have slandered their parents this week. Speech that injures.
Well, this message continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.